NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. A large number of people have taken part in silent marches across France after 3 days of terror that left 17 victims and three gunmen dead. The BBC's Chris Morris has more from Paris.
In towns and cities across the country, hundreds of thousands of people have rallied in quiet protest against the killings of the last 3 days. Amidst the grief on display, more extraordinary stories of bravery have also continued to emerge. Michel Catalano is the businessman who protected a hidden colleague after he was taken hostage by the Kouachi brothers at his printing company just outside Paris.
In the moment itself, I wasn't scared, but I only had one thought in my head, that they don't find my colleague, Lillian.
Security in Paris in particular remains extremely tight. More than 5,500 police and soldiers will be on duty tomorrow when a huge march will take place.
The BBC's Chris Morris reporting. And for that huge march tomorrow, European leaders are expected and French officials are expecting even larger crowds. And in New York City today, hundreds of people gathered in support of France, many holding pens in the air supporting freedom of speech. That as French officials continue to search for a 26-year-old woman who's the partner of the gunman killed in a hostage standoff in a kosher market in Paris Friday. After all the violence in France, as well as recent attacks in Australia and Canada, the U.S. State Department is issuing a global travel alert, warning U.S. citizens to maintain a high level of vigilance overseas and at home. Dutch lawmakers are trying to find out what government intelligence officials knew about the safety of airspace over eastern Ukraine before the downing of Malaysian Airlines flight MH17. Terry Schultz reports on the continuing investigation into the July disaster that killed almost 300 people, most of them Dutch.
Dutch officials acknowledge the Ukrainian government did give them details about the airspace over eastern Ukraine prior to the shootdown of flight MH17. Ukrainian authorities shared information about an incident in which one of their cargo planes had been shot down by pro-Russian separatists 3 days before the Malaysian air flight crashed between Amsterdam and Kuala Lumpur. But the Dutch government says there was nothing that could have been considered a warning that a commercial airliner could be attacked, nor information that could have prevented it, and it confirms no alert was passed along to airlines. Now the Dutch parliament has demanded a complete review of precisely what intelligence services did know about possible threats in Ukrainian airspace and why none of that information was shared. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
In Maryland, five people in a minivan are dead after the vehicle collided with a tractor trailer. Police say three adults and two children died. The driver of the truck was injured. The cause is under investigation. In the Philippines, a magnitude 6 earthquake has hit near the capital of Manila. No immediate reports of injuries or damage. This is NPR. An explosion inside a coffee shop in Lebanon has left at least seven people dead and several others wounded. Syria's al-Qaeda-linked Nusra Front claimed responsibility on Twitter for the suicide attack. It happened in a predominantly Alawite neighborhood in Tripoli. That's in the northern part of the country. Senator Charles Grassley is asking the American Red Cross to explain how it uses public donations. The inquiry comes after an NPR and ProPublica investigation raised questions about the charity's finances. NPR's Laura Sullivan has more.
Senator Grassley, a Republican from Iowa, is asking the Red Cross to explain inaccuracies in what it has told the public about how it spends donated money. The charity has repeatedly said it spends 91 cents of every dollar that's donated on its disaster services. But an NPR and ProPublica investigation found that's not true, and it could be significantly lower. The Red Cross removed the figure from its website and offered a less specific calculation, but the organization would not say what the real number is. Grassley said in a statement that he intends to get to the bottom of that, saying the public expects an important charity like the Red Cross to provide accurate and complete information about how it spends people's money. The Red Cross says it looks forward to working with Grassley's staff. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.
A bumpy ride on Wall Street this week, ending lower by Friday. Economists blaming the strife in France and a December employment report that showed a gain in jobs created, but a loss in hourly wages. For the week, the Dow was down 3.5%. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.